With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. Researchers that gathered in Kalispell today said that now appear to be enough grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem to move forward taking that population off of the endangered species list. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Cicely Costello says that since 2004, the Northern Continental Divide grizz population grew from over 700 bears to close to 1,000 last year.
From a numbers standpoint, I think that's a defensible number of bears to delist.
Delisting the northern grizzlies from the Endangered Species Act protection appears justified, Costello says, in part because population growth is on the upward trend of 2.3% a year. And while more grizzlies are dying every year, Costello says that the increasing population is keeping up with the number of deaths. Two things are holding up grizzly delisting in the Continental Divide. One, the delisting process in the Yellowstone ecosystem. That will finish before the northern population is considered. Two, wildlife managers need to set the stage for what happens after delisting.
What everyone has to do is get together and to develop this conservation strategy so that after they're delisted, there's still enough procedures in place to maintain the population.
The information presented at Wednesday's meeting will inform a larger interagency dialogue in Missoula next week about grizz population throughout the Northwest. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.